ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 8th कांटो चैप्टर 20। बलि महाराज सरेंडर्स द यूनिवर्स। टेक्स्ट 3। स चाहं वित्तलोभेन त्वत्याचक्खे कथं द्विजम् प्रतिश्रुत्य ददामीति प्रारादिः कितवो यथा। स चाहं वित्तलोभेन प्रत्याचक्षे कथं द्विजम् प्रतिश्रुत्य ददामीति प्रारादिः कितवो यथा। स चाहं वित्तलोभेन प्रत्याचक्षे कथं द्विजम् प्रतिश्रुत्यः ददामीति प्रारादिः कितवो यथा। स चाहं वित्तलोभेन प्रत्याचक्षे कथं द्विजम् प्रतिश्रुत्य ददामीति प्रहादि कितवो यथा। स्वचाहं वित्तलोभेन प्रत्याचक्षे कथं द्विजम् प्रतिश्रुत्य ददामीति प्रहादि कितवो यथा। स्वचाहं वित्तलोभेन प्रत्याचक्षे कथं द्विजम् प्रतिश्रुत्य ददामीति राधादी कितबो यथा।
वर्ड मीनिंग सह सच ए पर्सन एज आई एम च ऑल्सो अहम आई एम वित्त लोभेन फॉर बींग अल्योर्ड बाय ग्रीट फॉर मनी प्रत्याचखे आई शैल चीट और से नो व्हेन आई हैव ऑलरेडी सेड यस कथम हाउ दिजम स्पेशली टू ए ब्राह्मण प्रतिश्रुत्य आफ्टर ऑलरेडी हैविंग प्रमिस्ड ददामि दैट आई शैल गिव इति दस प्रारहादी आई हु एम फेमस एज द ग्रैंडसन ऑफ महाराज प्रह्लाद कीटव एन ऑर्डिनरी चीटर यथा जस्ट लाइक ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन आई एम द ग्रैंडसन ऑफ महाराज प्रह्लाद हाउ कैन आई विथड्रॉ माई प्रमिस बिकॉज ऑफ ग्रीड फॉर मनी व्हेन आई हैव ऑलरेडी सेड दैट आई शैल गिव दिस लैंड हाउ कैन आई बिहेव लाइक एन ऑर्डिनरी चीटर स्पेशली टुवार्ड्स ए ब्राह्मण। प्लीज रिपीट आई एम द ग्रैंडसन ऑफ महाराज प्रह्लाद हाउ कैन आई विथड्रॉ माई प्रमिस बिकॉज ऑफ ग्रीड फॉर मनी व्हेन आई हैव ऑलरेडी सेड दैट आई शैल गिव दिस लैंड हाउ कैन आई बिहेव लाइक एन ऑर्डिनरी चीटर स्पेशली टू ए ब्राह्मण पारपट बली महाराज हैड ऑलरेडी बीन ब्लेस्ड बाय हिज ग्रैंडफादर प्रह्लाद महाराज देयरफॉर ही वाज ए प्योर डिवोटी ऑल्दो बॉर्न इन ए फैमिली ऑफ डीमंस देयर आर टू काइंड्स ऑफ हाईली एलिवेटेड डिवोटीज कॉल्ड साधन सिद्ध एंड कृपा सिद्ध। साधन सिद्ध रेफर्स टू वन हु हैज बिकम ए डिवोटी बाय रेगुलर एग्जीक्यूशन ऑफ द रेगुलेटरी प्रिंसिपल्स मेंशन्ड इन द शास्त्रस एज ऑर्डर एंड डायरेक्टेड बाय द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर इफ वन रेगुलरली एग्जीक्यूट सच डिवोशनल सर्विस ही विल सर्टेनली अटेन परफेक्शन इन ड्यू कोर्स ऑफ टाइम बट देयर आर अदर डिवोटीज हु मे नॉट हैव अंडरगन ऑल द रिक्वायर्ड डिटेल्स ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस बट हु बाय द स्पेशल मर्सी ऑफ गुरु एंड कृष्णा द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर एंड द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी गॉड हेड हैव इमीडिएटली अटेंड द परफेक्शन ऑफ प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस एग्जाम्पल सच डिवोटीज आर द यज्ञ पत्नीस महाराज बली एंड सुखदेव गोस्वामी द यज्ञ पत्नीज वेयर द वाइफ्स ऑफ ऑर्डिनरी ब्राह्मणस एंगेज्ड इन फ्रुटिव एक्टिविटीज ऑल्दो द ब्राह्मणज वेयर वेरी लर्नेड एंड एडवांस्ड इन वैदिक नॉलेज दे कुड नॉट अचीव द मर्सी ऑफ कृष्ण बलराम वेयर एज देयर वाइफ्स अचीव्ड कंप्लीट परफेक्शन इन डिवोशनल सर्विस डिस्पाइट देयर बींग वोमेन सिमिलरली विरोचनी बली महाराज रिसीव द मर्सी ऑफ प्रह्लाद महाराज एंड बाय प्रह्लाद महाराज मर्सी ही ऑल्सो रिसीव द मर्सी ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु हु अपियर्ड बिफोर हिम एज ए ब्रह्मचारी बेगर दस बली महाराज बिकेम ए कृपा सिद्ध बिकॉज ऑफ द स्पेशल मर्सी ऑफ बोध गुरु एंड कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु कन्फर्म दिस फेवर गुरु कृष्ण प्रसाद ए पाए भक्ति लता बीज चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला 19 चैप्टर 151 वर्स बली महाराज बाय द ग्रास ऑफ प्रह्लाद महाराज गॉट द सीट ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस एंड व्हेन दैट सीट डेवलप्ड he achieved the ultimate fruit of that service, namely love of Godhead, prema pumartha mahan. Immediately upon the appearance of Lord Vamanadev, Bali Maharaj regularly maintained devotion for the Lord. And because he was purified, the Lord appeared before him. Because of unalloyed love for the Lord, he then immediately decided, I shall give this little dwarf, Brahmana, whatever he asked for me, asked from me. This is a sign of love. Thus, Bali Maharaj is understood to be one who received the highest perfection of devotional service by special mercy. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Sailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati So Padantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnam Bhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitanscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Debe Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatamahang Bande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Paramanandam Adhavam Sri Chaitanyeshwaram Nama Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sachaham Vitta Lobhena, Pratyachakhe Katham Dijam, Pratisutya Dadamiti, Prarhadi Kitabo Yatha. I am the grandson of Maharaj Prahlad. How can I withdraw my promise because of greed for money when I have already said that I shall give this land? How can I behave like an ordinary cheater, especially towards a Brahmana? So this is the statement of Bali Maharaj. So Bali Maharaj is one of the Mahajans. He is acharya for one limb of bhakti also. There are nine limbs of bhakti. Bali Maharaj is for Atma Nivedan. He surrenders, just like this chapter is entitled, Bali Maharaj surrenders the universe. He not surrendered the universe, he has surrendered everything. So he is the acharya for that particular limbs of bhakti, patemai, that is Atmanivedan. And he is also a Mahajan, because Jamaraj mentioned the 12 Mahajans' name in 6th canto. Prahlada, no, sorry, Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Baliri, Vyasaki, Vayam. Vayam means, it is Jamaraj himself. Brahma, Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Lord Shiva, four Kumara, Sanak, Sanatana, Sanandana, Sanat Kumar, Kapila Muni, Devahuti, the son of Devahuti, Kumara, Kapila Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, then Vyasaki, the son of Vyasadev, Sukadev Goswami, Vayam Jamara. So, his Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, they are also Mahajans, though they were born in a demoniac family. So, here is a Bali Maharaj being a Mahajan, he is acting in a certain way just to protect religious principle. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, dharma sangsthapana hetu sadhu vyavahar puri gosaira je acharan sei dharma sar. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Mathura and he was chanting and dancing in front of Kesava, Lord Kesava, and that time one Sanodiya Brahman, is not high class Brahman but also Sanodiya Brahman, he came and he also started dancing with Mahaprabhu. So he was also exhibiting the symptoms of ecstatic love. So Mahaprabhu asked this Brahmana, are you connected to Madhavendra Puri? Otherwise there is no question of getting this type of love of Godhead. This Brahmana told, yes, Madhavendra Puri accepted me as his servant. He came to my house and he also, I serve him prasad also, and he blessed me. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, if Madhavendra Puri went to your house and accepted prasad, I must also go to your house, to your home. But the Brahman was saying, no, your sannyasi, but the people will laugh at me if I will take you my home and feed you prasadam. It is generally the sannyasis, they eat only in the house of a Brahmana. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately quoted this verse. Dharma sangsthapana hetu sadhu vyavahar. A saintly person, by his own behavior, he teaches the principles of religion. And a great personality, Mahajan, he acts in certain way, then the common peoples, they follow the same path. Mahajana jana gatasya pantha. Dharmasya tattva nihitam guhayang mahajana jana gatasya pantha. This verse is from Mahabharata Vanaparva, 313 chapter, 117 verse. It's very nice verse. Tarka pratishtha sutaya vibhinna. One cannot come to a conclusion by simply arguing. Arguments is going on. This cannot give you a perfect conclusion. Sutaya vibhinna. There are 6 branches of Vedic knowledge and every branch is concluded differently. It's not possible. Not the rishis. Who is called a rishi? Nasava rishir yasya matana vibhinna. He cannot be called a great sage unless he has different opinion from other sages. But dharma se tattva nihitam guhyayam. But the principles of religion, it is very secret. It is only a saintly person. He can exhibit what is the real principles of religion. That's why one is to follow the footprints of a Mahajan. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, that's why, because Madhavendra Puri, he behaved in certain way, so I have to follow the same footsteps. Puri Gosai Ra Acharana Sei Dharma Sar. This is the essence of all religions. Similarly, here we see Bali Maharaj also telling. This particular word in this verse is very important. Prahadi. Because he's telling that I am a grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, who is a Mahajan. How can I act like an ordinary cheater? Which Prahlad Maharaj is a Mahajan. He is a great devotee. And he never gave up the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, Narasingadev. He is famous, he is also Mahajan, he is famous for one limb of bhakti, smaranam. He has always remembered Krishna. That is the essence of all teachings of sadhana bhakti. Always remember Krishna, never forgets him. Smartabhya satatang Vishnu, vismartabhya na jatuchit, sarva vidhi nisedhesu etoyereva kinkar. They are following all the rules and regulations. Why we are following all these principles? The essence is always remember Krishna, never forgets him. So that's why this is the principle established by Prahlad Maharaj himself, by his own behavior. He gave up his everything. He did not care for his family members, his father, but he was fully surrendered at the lotus feet of Vishnu. Though Prahlad Maharaj, when Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, "Prahlad, what you learn in school? What is the best thing you learn? Please explain." So Prahlad Maharaj was a very innocent child, sitting on his 5 years old boy, sitting on the lap of his father. And he told, "Yes, father, I am explaining what is the best I learned from my guru." Actually, he learned from his own guru, Narada Muni. So he told, "Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam, Archanam Vandanam Adasyam, Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam, Iti Pungsarapita, Bhakti Set Navalakshana." I learned this nine lakshana, these characteristics of bhakti. So he told this fearlessly. Even Hiranyakashipu, he became angry to his teacher, Sandhya and Amarkava. He was thinking, "My boy is very innocent, only 5 years old. Why he did not know anything?" But Sandhya Amarkava told, we did not taught him all these things. He learned himself. How is it possible? So Hiranyakashipu tried to convince Prahlad not to do Vishnu bhakti. He told, "Oh Prahlad, what you are told, very nice, everything is okay. But there is one word in this verse, you have to take it out and put there my name." "Which one?" This whole verse, Navada Bhakti, which one here Hiranyakashipu want to take it out and put Hiranyakashipu's name? Savanam Kirtanam. Just take out this name Vishnu. Just put there my name Hiranyakashipu. Everything is okay. But Prahlad never agreed. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. So Bali Maharaj telling, I am the great grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. I have to follow the footprints of my that great Mahajan, Prahlad. How can I cheat a Brahmana? And you are telling that he is Vishnu. When Brahmanadev appeared, where was the Jagya was going on? In the northern side of Narmada River. Now when we are going to Bombay from Mathura, then after crossing Baroda, then you go away. That's Narmada. Before Narmada, there is a city that comes. It's known as Bhuruj. Now we're telling Bhuruj. The original name of that place is Bhrugu Kachcha. This ancestors of Bhrugu Muni, they they perform the great jagya and the sacrifice there for Bali Maharaj. This is the northern side of Narmada. This now this is Bhrugu Kachya, the name was Bhrugu Kachya, this is Bhrugu Vamsi Brahmanas. They performed a great sacrifice for the benefit of Prahlad, sorry, Bali Maharaj. So Bhrugu Kachya, now it is people gradually is calling it now Buruj. It's famous for very nice what? Mumpali peanuts. Very nice, very good quality peanuts are there. So anyhow, so there is the practical, the sacrifice was going on. And the great sacrifice then by Bamandev just appeared as the son of Kashyap and Aditi. Then he directly come to this place of sacrifice. First he appeared, Lord appeared first as Lord Vishnu in 400 form with his transcendental, he's transcendentally decorated, divine dresses, weapons, ornaments, everything. Then Natya Natya Dharajatha, then he immediately changed his originals. That's he just dressed, they appeared as a Vamana, as a dwarf, small boy. Then, you know, he has offered different gifts from different personalities. Then he dressed himself just like a brahmachari. He has a pot for begging. He has a stick. He has everything. It looks like commando. There is kusagras also inside. He had dressed himself just like a brahmachari. After having his sacred threat ceremony, then he just directly come to begging to Bali Maharaj, the sacrifice arena. So here when Bamanadev appeared, all the big the personality, there are so many brahmanas, rishis, they are sitting, including Bali Maharaj. Everyone was and looks back, their original, their reduced, their original effulgence is reduced. They are so effulgent. Everyone thinking maybe Sun God himself appeared, is coming to see the jagya or the fire god himself is coming. Thinking like that, everyone is. They are forcefully, everyone just stood up seeing this Vamanadev. Then Bali Maharaj offered him a very nice seat for sitting. Then he told, "Oh, my forefathers are become now. They are glorified. Our whole family is sanctified. We are so fortunate. Oh, great Brahmana, you appeared in our home. Brahmachari, you appeared here." So he gave him nice seat. He washed his feet. Bali Maharaj, very fortunate. So Prabhupada telling how his Bali Maharaj such spontaneously attached to the Brahmanadev. He's telling because this is a special mercy from Prahlad Maharaj. Spontaneous attachment. Prabhupada is quoting that Guru Kripa Prasadi. So special, Bali Maharaj got the special mercy from Prahlad Maharaj, that's why he also got the special mercy from Vamanadev. So, then he washed his feet. Bali Maharaj personally washed the feet of Vamanadev and took this his Charanamrita and his sprinkle on his own head and drink, and he also all his family members sprinkled the Charanamrita. So then he told, "Oh, you came to my place. I think you came here just like a brahmachari with a begging pot, and I think you come to beg something here. So whatever you will beg, I am promising I will give you. I will give you everything, whatever you like. You want, you are a brahmachari, if you want to get married, I will give you Brahmana girl, so a qualified Brahmana girl, or you want wealth, or you want some land. If you want some land, I can give you also some land for you, your home, or anything you want. You came to the place of Bali, I am Bali, I am the owner of entire property, not only this earthly planet, I am also owner of the heavenly planet. Bali Maharaj, whatever you are like, you take from me. Once someone come to my place, never goes to other place for begging. So anyhow, Bali Maharaj was just taking it very lightly. He was spontaneously attracted to Bamanadev, seeing him. He was spontaneously attracted, and unconditionally he promised, anything I will give. All the, there are so many sages, they are all there, but no one could recognize who is this dwarf, the Brahmana, who is he? But Shukracharya, he could understand who is this man. In Gita, Krishna is telling, Kabinan Masuna Kabi. Among the intelligent persons, I am Shukracharya. Shukracharya also Vibhuti of Lord. He could recognize who is this man, this small dog. So Shukracharya told Bali, what are you going to do? Because Bali was ready to do sankalpa. He took his commando and he just wanted to do sankalpa, to give everything, whatever he liked, Bamanadev. So, but started chastising who? Shukracharya. He told, you rascal, you do not know what I was going to do. This little dwarf, you do not understand, he is Lord Vishnu himself. He just appeared as the son of Kashyapa and Aditi. And he came here. He took everything from you and he gave it to your enemy, the demigods. Then you will become a beggar. You cannot even maintain yourself. Even you cannot maintain your promise. You told you have to give them 3 steps of land. I have not got detail because of time also. So, 3 steps of land. But 1 step you will take the heavenly planets, 1 step with this earthly planet, whatever your possession. How you give him third step of land? Even you cannot maintain your own promise. Then, as we have already studied all these things in previous chapter, so gradually, Shukracharya tried to convince Bali Maharaj not to give him charity. He told, anyhow, when someone is in danger, just a dangerous position for his maintaining his life, and when someone is flattering, flattering to a woman, and like this, so many arguments he told that you are a grahastha, so you have to so dharma, artha, kama, mokhya, you have to also distribute your property in different way. Finally, he told, at least when you promise him, that time you did not utter this sacred syllable. You have not utter this particular word. So now people told, no, I don't want to give. Then according to my opinion, Shukracharya told, it will be sinful. Just neglect, forget it. Don't tell him not to give. So now in this situation, Bali Maharaj is silent. In one hand he is seeing Shukracharya is still not to give, but another hand he already promised to give him. That's why Bali Maharaj could understand the real principle. There is nothing more sinful than untruthfulness. Because of this Mother Earth, one said, I can bear any heavy things except a person who is a liar. So Bali Maharaj, thinking very seriously, then he could understand whether he is to follow Prahlad Maharaj or follow Shukracharya. Shukracharya is his spiritual master. What is the duty of a spiritual master? To connect the disciple with Krishna. But here, Bali Maharaj is already connected to Krishna. He wants to give everything to Krishna, to Vishnu. But boy, he is Shukracharya telling not to give. So this is not the duty of a spiritual master to disconnect disciple from Vishnu. So that's why Bali Maharaj, being a great grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, and he got a special mercy from Prahlad Maharaj. So he thought it is better to follow my grandfather, who he told Prahladi, I am great grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. How can I cheat a Brahmana? And you are telling this boy is a Vishnu. And you are already taught me the Bhagavad Gita. What is Gita is telling? Everything belongs to Vishnu. Bhuktaram jagya tapasa sarva loka maheswaram shruhudam sarva bhutanam gyantvaman shanti rachyati. So he told, oh, my spiritual master, you are performing so many sacrifices for my benefit. But you told that who is the enjoyer of the sacrifice? The ultimate enjoyer of this all sacrifices is Lord Vishnu. And you are telling that this dwarf is Vishnu. Then how fortunate I am, the Vishnu personally appeared here. And he is asking me. He is appeared as a beggar in front of me. Though he is a husband of goddess of fortune, but he appeared before me as a beggar. So how fortunate I am, and how I can refuse to Lord Vishnu. If he is Lord Vishnu, then he cannot make any inauspicious things. He is always auspicious. Vishnu is always auspicious. Anyone remember Vishnu? One connect with Vishnu, he is always auspicious. He cannot do any inauspicious thing, those who surrender to him. His name is Hari. Hari means Sarva Amangala Hare, Prema Diya Hare Man. Hari means he takes away everything what is inauspicious. And he gives love of Godhead at his lotus feet. So in this way Bali Maharaj was thinking. And his particular verse is speaking, and Bali Maharaj is speaking to Shukracharya. He is telling, Socha ham pittalohena, just greed for money, just for greed for money, how can I give up my promise? How can I withdraw my promise? Because I am a grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, how can I withdraw my promise? Because of greed of money. I have already said that I shall give this land. Three step of land. So how can I behave like an ordinary cheater, especially to a Brahmana? It is not possible for me. Who is telling? Bali Maharaj. So Prabhupada is telling that, in purport he is giving Siddha there, those who make their life perfect, who surrender, who gave everything to Vishnu. Such person sometimes the sadhana siddhas and sometimes their kripa siddhas. Sadhana siddha, those are following the scriptures and spiritual master and acting strictly, following the sadhana bhakti, they ultimately they achieve perfection. But there are some personalities, they also achieve perfection by due to the mercy of great Mahajans or great devotees. So Prabhupada gave three examples here in his purport about Jagya Patnis, Maharaj Bali and Sukhdev Goswami. Told their Krupa Siddhas. Jagya Patnis, Prabhupada told, because they got special, their special attraction to Krishna by due to the causeless mercy of Krishna himself. Even the gopis also like that. How they are all Krupa Siddhas. The spontaneous attraction for Krishna due to the mercy of Krishna himself. Sometimes the special mercy comes from directly from Krishna, and sometimes the special mercy, kripa, comes from a devotee But Boli Maharaj, he got the special mercy from Prahlad Maharaj. His guru got, because Prahlad blessed him, that's why Bamandeva also blessed him. Bamandeva also appeared before him, Vishnu himself. So, and how Sukhdev Goswami, and Prabhupada giving example of Sukhdev Goswami also Kripa Siddha. How Sukhdev Goswami is Kripa Siddha? What? His father is Vyasadev. But how Sukhdev Goswami, Prabhupada gave example of Kripa Siddhas, Sukhdev Goswami, also Kripa Siddha. He got this Kripa from Lord Shiva, telling. Actually, he is a parrot of Radharani, so he got mercy from Radharani already. she is attracted to Krishna, to Bhagavat, to hearing Bhagavat, because she is not a, he is eternally liberated soul, he is parrot of Radharani. So, Sukhdev Goswami, it is said that Bhagavatam, Brahma Veti, Sukha Veti, Vyasa Veti Va Na Veti, Nusingha Deva Kripaya Sridhara Swami Veti. It is my statement. That Bhagavatam, who is the real knower of Srimad Bhagavatam? He said that Brahma Veti. Brahma learned Bhagavatam because Lord himself taught Chatushloki Bhagavatam to Brahma. Then Sukhdev Goswami knows Bhagavatam. Vyasa Veti Va Na Veti, there is some doubt whether Vyasadev is perfectly knows Bhagavatam. Though he is compiler of Bhagavatam, compiled Bhagavatam. But there is no doubt about Sridhara Swami. He knows Bhagavatam because he got special mercy from Nrisimhadev. So anyhow, Sukhdev Goswami, Prabhupada telling here that he is also Kripa Siddha. Srila Prabhupada himself is also Kripa Siddha. He got special mercy from whom? Prabhupada got special mercy from his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Because when Prabhupada was there as a grihastha life, even a Gaudiya Math, this disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they are asking, this Abhay Babu is very nice, he is giving great donation, big donations to temple, and he is always helpful. We must give him some managerial responsibility and tempt him, give some. But Bhakti Saraswati Thakur used to laugh. He told, time will come, he alone will do everything. No need to speak about him. He knows everything. He was a great astrologer, Bhakti Saraswati Thakur. So in this way, Kripa Siddha. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami is telling that we should do our sadhana, and same time we also ask for the mercy of Kripa of a great personality, great devotee or Krishna. Same. Okay, only sadhana is also not everything, and if you will not do any sadhana just with folded, just to wait for Kripa, it will not come to you. So we have to act in a certain way following the orders of spiritual master, sometimes we also beg for their mercy. That yogyata vichare kichu nahi pai tomar karuna sar karuna nahai le kandiya kandiya pranana rakhibar. We must also, in that mentality, we think ourselves as most unqualified, and though we are performing our sadhana bhakti following spiritual master and shastra, same times we must also pray for their mercy of Guru and Krishna. In this way we can achieve perfection. So Bali Maharaj is sadhu, Bali Maharaj is understood. So Bali Maharaj is a Mahajan, and because he got annulled love for God, because he got a special mercy from the Prahlad Maharaj, so ultimately he got mercy from Vamanadeva. Because of annulled love for the Lord, he then immediately decided, I shall give this little dwarf Vamanadeva whatever he asked from me. This is a sign of love. And then Bali Maharaj is understood to be one who received the highest perfection of devotional service by special mercy of Prahlad Maharaj. So there is Prabhupada's concluding word in this purport. Hare Krishna. So it is time, any question or comment? Yes. How Bali Maharaj got the causeless mercy of Prahlad Maharaj, his grandfather? Of course, this is Guru Kripate Krishna Mile, Krishna Kripate Guru Mile. So there is alternative. But as, so, because his grandfather, he is already Bali Maharaj, he is a small children, so many times he sit on the lap of Prahlad Maharaj. So the general is the grandfather of blessed the grandson. Yes, this is a janma obhi jati janma obhi jati ichha achitora bhakta grihe jani janma ho umaro. Bhakti not telling somehow other, if you want to me to take another birth, please give me a chance to born in a family of a devotee. So there is great advantage to be born in family of a devotee. Yes. Yes, we are also, but we are also doing sadhana and same times also aspiring for the mercy of Prabhupada and our spiritual master. Okay. Any question? So, okay. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, हरे कृष्ण।